So Maya is sometimes compared to Marichika. Maya Marichika. Marichika, what is the meaning of the word Marichika? Marichika means a mirage. Mirage. Like in a desert, when one becomes very thirsty and there is no water in the desert, but he is dying of thirst, and then he sees a mirage. Mirage gives the impression that there is some water, and he runs after the mirage. And the more he runs after the more the mirage runs away from him. An unintelligent person this way keeps on running after the mirage with the hope that someday he will be able to quench his thirst in the middle of this desert. And there is, he just keeps on running and running and running after the mirage with the hope that someday I'll get this, I'll be able to quench my thirst, I'll reach that source of water. Fortunate are those travelers in this desert, those who come across somebody and who tells him that there is no water there, it's a mirage. But water is there, there is a way that you can quench your thirst. Come with me. And he gives him the message of the oasis. That person is a devotee of the It's the devotees of the Lord who are actually giving the knowledge in this world. This is a mirage, don't run after it. Don't waste your time running after this mirage, because you'll never be able to quench your thirst. Come with me, there is oasis, real water, which will quench your thirst. And that is how the devotees benefit this world by bringing the message of Krishna consciousness to this world. And those intelligent ones, those who accept his teachings or accept his instructions, they benefit. Their life becomes meaningful. They realize. And that is prasanna atma. Heart becomes completely satisfied.